It's time Superman in the Mix. Hey, we are live right here on location. We are talking to Reverend Partman, Community of Believers Cultural Fellowship Church. Pastor, you have a brand new sanctuary right here, and we just come in to be with you to welcome you into the community. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Everything is good, man.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, this has been a dream of yours. You always said, hey, when I'm, knocked out, I think I'm going to get right back up. And it looked like it's true right here with this location. It's a perfect spot, too.
Right, right, right. God has really blessed us in being able to acquire this piece of property to further do the things that he has assigned us to do. And as a community comes along with it. And so we're excited to be here and have these facilities so we can facilitate all the ministries that we have and bless this community.
I mean, and you're right where the problem is. The Bible tells us to go out into the vineyards, and that's what you are doing. You are at the location here is what now?
It's 719 3rd Street.
719 3rd Street, Street, centrally located, close around the areas of White Acres and the fire department. So you are kind of, the police department. So you are centrally located for to do a good work in the community. Yes.
Yeah, we are. It's like I said, it's a great location where the community comes along with it, and opportunities for ministry and to help families and to help children and to help just to enhance our city here in Macomb and our county, Pike County. And so we're just glad to be here.
Yeah. What are the main, your first job, just say the first week of first ministry, I mean, your first sermon, being in this location, do you have any idea what your first sermon would be about to get everybody to come in there? Because it need to be one that's going to exemplify the reason you've got, you fought for this property, and now that you got it, what are you going to do with it? What is the main thing, the first job that we need to take care of in this community in your mind?
Okay, well, so we've been here since November, and our first priority, our church is evangelism, and that people might know Christ. And people need to know that we are here. It would be a shame for a church to be here. No one knows it and doesn't have any impact on the community. So our priority is to share Christ with the world, not just this community, not just White Acres, but to the entire reachable area that we live in here. I don't remember, I'm sure, exactly what that first sermon was, but it probably had something to do with we here.
We're here.
So we've been doing that and trying to fulfill those things since we acquired the property.
This is so beautiful, man. When we see everybody coming up, we see politicians. We got everybody coming in. We see Tazewell Bowski coming in. Mr. Smith, Reverend Smith out here. And many others, Keon, we got Craft Funeral Homes, we got everybody coming in here. So it's going to be a great thing. Now, your church now, a lot of people say, I want to go to a church where I don't have to wear a suit and tie. Now, at your church now, is there a dress code? Let's talk about the dress code and what that mean to you.
Well, feel like whatever makes you comfortable. If you get up and feel like a shirt and tie, put on a shirt and tie. I wear suits and ties. I wear boots and jeans. I don't think the church has ever been about particular attire. People place themselves in those boxes. But we're just here to share Christ with the world, to evangelize, to preach the gospel to the people. So as long as you come here decent, put some clothes on.
Put some clothes on.
Come on.
You're supposed to look your best.
Anywhere you go.
Anywhere you go. So, without being said. I mean, it's always good to, you know, sell yourself, respect the house of the Lord. And that's what it's going to be like. So you don't have to worry about your dress code as long as it's decent in order.
Right.
And we're going to, we're about a few minutes away from the kickoff right here. I want y'all to come on down here and celebrate with Pastor Partman and some of his congregation. I know your choir going to be off the chain.
And then we're having a musical on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here. Got Tion Marshall and some of our other artists that are in the area that's going to be here on tomorrow night. And then on Sunday at 9 a.m. we have the dedication and our relaunch service. We have Graceland Community Church out of Missouri City, Texas. Bishop Rivers Glover is going to be with us. So, yeah, come on out and share and enjoy. Enjoy with us. We'll be glad and excited to have you with us.
Well, you got it right here. And we're going to just be behind you, whether you are a member of Pastors, the Community of Believers Church. You still need to come by and fellowship. That's the way we do it. Market each other by supporting each other. So we want you to come by. Some of you have church second and fourth, first and third, but the Sunday that you don't have church, come by the Community of Believers Church. And that's pastored by the Honorable Pastor Gregory Partman, and the location is, once again,
719 3rd Street in the city of Macomb.
719
south of City Hall, north of the police station.
You can't miss it.
Miss it.
I'm Tom Superman in the Mix, No Tricks, brought to you by Verizon's and Nike tennis shoes, and we're going to give away a pair of tennis shoes later on tonight. And for you church, we got a new thing on Superman Radio where your churches don't have to pay for advertisement. They pay one fee, $2.55, and there's a reason for $2.55 all year round to get Black history all year round. So our churches promote your pastors, your everything you got going in the church, your Little League baseball. And with the government and Superman, we done made it possible for other people to pay for this service, because you're supposed to have equal representation to the media. We haven't had that in a long time on the political level. But you got internet radio that operates 24 hours a day. We got 6-man staff, so we got your podcast and everything right here. So. You consider that, and we got your back, okay? All you got to do is send you, you know, just announce it in the on your minutes, and you let your secretary announce it, what's going on, and she can get in touch with me, and the world will know it, okay?
Right.
That's all it is. I'm Tom Superman in the Mix, No Tricks. Hey, get you a snack. We'll be back with more music. We are at Pastor Gregory Partman, grand opening, ribbon cutting right here. And we are ready to go with the celebrations right here. And this is Miss...
I am Teresa Partman.
You are. This is Miss... She cooks the red beans and rice right here. And what does this feel to you? I know you are happy for you.
This is exciting. This is a blessing.
It's a blessing.
It is. I been just watching him and thinking and praying and planning and just trying to get a home.
Yeah.
And God has blessed us.
And I know you're the perfect first lady.
I'm not the perfect.
Yes, you are.
But I am.
Oh, Lord. But you are doing your job.
I am.
Everybody got shortcomings. But
yes.
You got to put God first. And
that's all I want.
You're up. We got your back right here on Superman Radio. We got announcement. Get them to me. It's one fee annual. You're on the airwaves 24 hours a day going around the world. So his sermons no longer will be local. So you can hear him on Sunday mornings. If you go into the nursing home, the jail houses.
Yes, ministry.
Everywhere. Yeah, it's
yes,
about the ministry.
It is.
And
it
this is moving. Him yes. I'm excited about yes. it. Thank you. I'm looking forward to hear your
Thank
choir
you.
Sing in the 49 yards. Okay, there you go. That's Ms. Hartman right here. We got the Enterprise Journal right here. And all kinds of... It's Tom Superman on Superman Radio. Now, what does this mean? You know Pastor Gregory Hartman over there, huh?
Yes, sir.
Introduce yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Keith Klein. Keith Klein with Farm Bureau in the chamber.
If you need insurance, it's Keith Klein right
yes,
here.
Sir.
He got your back.
Okay. I got it.
It's Tom Superman. Ain't cutting no slack, baby, right here. Get you a snack. We'll be right back. And who we got right here?
Okay. Johnny and Jesse Clay.
Johnny and Jesse Clay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, God bless y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all members here at the church?
No, we just support our friends.
That's what it's all about, God's word. We got Lois Lane here, the Superman, first half, right there.
Okay.
And we got some of these young men running for coroner right here. Tell them who you are.
Yes, this is David Rashad Taylor for Cooks Enterprise Funeral Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you are running for coroner.
Yes, sir.
That's what. And he's here with Reverend Hartman today, and we wish you luck. Right
thank you.
Yeah. Hey, young lady, who are you?
I am Julia Lewis, member of
Community believers, Pastor Parton. When you get our line, he put you right back in line.
Okay.
We just like to say thank you and congratulations on your new location. Okay?
Thank you.
I'm Tom Superman. We're going right back with more good stuff there. Pastor Smith,
this
is an exciting day to me.
It is an exciting
It's coming
day.
Together. You done started a thing out at your place. You are promoting colleges. Melissa is out there at your place, and she's turning out nurses and all kind of good stuff at the church out there at your ministry.
Well, we're doing a few things. I mean, it's about kingdom building.
See, and he ain't here trying to be selfish. See, you here to back Pastor Hartman.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It's all about that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm so happy for him.
Yes. Kingdom building. Ain't no time for jealousy and all that old stuff.
None whatsoever.
We got God what's yours is yours. And God going to, if you're doing his will, he's going to promote you. So you got anything you'd like to say to these youngsters? We are going out on limb. We don't allow the churches to pay for advertising no more on our radio station network. Goes around the nation, so we're gonna have ball games. I just interviewed TC Taylor. I have Prime, all kinds of Danny Glover's. So we got money right now to make it affordable for the churches to have not to worry about advertising. So you can come in, just pay $255 a year, and your church is exposed to the whole world 24 hours a day. So we want you to take part of that. Think about it, and we got your back. All you have to do is just mail all your whatever you got going on, your promotions and all that. And Ms. Lewis Lane, give Pastor Smith one of your flyers. She gonna give you one, and when you get ready, just call us up and we come out there.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Beverly, give Pastor Smith one of your flyers.
Hello, everybody.
And we're going live.
We appreciate you coming and sharing with us on this, what we believe is a great occasion, a great opportunity as our community-wide continues to grow. We've been blessed to be here and with the intention of blessing our city. Thank you for coming and sharing with us. We invite you to come back at any time. Don't threaten to come. Just show up on any given time. 9 a.m. in the morning is our worship service. We have some musical on tomorrow night. And then our dedication and relaunch will happen on Sunday morning. So we're just excited. 10 years ago, I was driving past this place, and looking for a place. And 10 years later, here we are. So we're grateful. So I want to ask community people, those who are community believers who come and line up right here, very quickly, very quickly. You don't know whether you... Yeah.
Come on. Beverly. Beverly, come and get a close-up.
And if everybody else will fill in behind
you. And now we have a picture going with the Community Believers Church. And... and it's going to be on right here. Everybody's in the picture and going in, and we are getting ready to go into another segment of the Community Believers. We're live right here on Superman Radio 1 at the ribbon cutting for the Community Believers Church right here. A great addition to our community right here, and it's going to be on. Mr. Tazewell, what do you think about it? Isn't this a great piece of Black history right here?
It's wonderful to see this type of ceremony for
a place believers. Like this.
It's wonderful to see that, and I'm glad that we're able to do some of these things to show the world what it is.
What it's all about.
Yes, sir.
And this is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you're keeping the dream alive. You're running again. You're going to be in there running again. That's the Tajwell Bowski Supervisor District 1.
And I'll keep doing what I've been doing for a while.
Yeah, been doing a long time. Still looking great.
And I'm trying to get like you, sir.
Oh, you got it, baby. All right.
Let's move up.
Yeah, let's move up a little bit. Come on. That's Tazewell. Yeah. Okay, and this is Tazewell Brown.
Camera shot.
Yeah, come on.
Alright.
Yeah.
Squeeze in some,
man. I got you, baby. We got the newspaper, Superman Radio 1, so the world is going down right here. All right. Yes, indeed. And look, get you a snack. We'll be right back. It's time, Superman, brought to you by Verizon. Also, Nike tennis shoes, and we're going to be giving away a pair of Nike tennis shoes shortly right here on Superman Radio 1.
Congratulations, and we're excited about the great things that you're going to do in this community.
Thank you.
What was his name?
Huh?
What was his name?
Clifton Van Cleve.
That was Clifton Van Cleve giving his congratulations and welcoming Pastor Gregory Partman into the community. This is a great spot. And we're going to be talking to one of Pastor Partman's.
Right.
This is one of Pastor Partman's deacons. Been here a long time? Deacon? You ain't a faithful member.
Yeah,
what does this mean for you? And you've been with Pastor Partman a long time.
Yeah. It's tremendously a blessing for God. We've been homeless for 10 years. We've been to 3 different locations, and God finally opened that, blessed us with a home that we can come and praise and worship and reach the people in the community and to be a blessing to them.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I know you feel good.
Yes, sir.
Look at that big old smile.
Yes, sir. It's a blessing. Yes, sir.
Everybody's smiling right here because we're going to have help for the community. Yes. The churches no longer have to pay advertisements for the radio. We got the Little League football, the high school football, basketball. Going to be live with Superman Radio 1. The churches don't have to pay. Just pay $255 a year.
Yes, sir.
And you on the radio year round with all your Black History moments. We want all our Black History and to promote our children. That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir.
So this is a historical day right here. And we got old Keon Pitt. He's running for corner. We're going to be letting you know all about Keon. And Keon is doing a good job, and he's running for corner right here for the Pike County. Yeah, Pike County corner. So y'all put that on your front burner, and we're going to get it politically, spiritually, and academically.
Yes,
we got it right here.
Yes,
I'm Tom Superman in the Mix, No Tricks on Superman Radio 1. Download us. Just Google Superman Radio 1. Download us on your phone, and hey, I got your back.
Yes, sir. Thank
24
you.
Hours a day. All right. And we are going to be out right here.